Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey there. You're about to listen to a documentary that we commissioned to capture the Wolf 359 finale as we were recording it in the studio in October of 2017. We're releasing it now as a part of Acast's Audio Fiction Week. A bunch of awesome shows are releasing fun mashup episodes and behind-the-scenes content, so definitely check out your other favorite series to see if they're participating. Obviously, there are some spoilers in here for Season 4 of Wolf 359, especially the series finale, so treat with caution if you're not all the way caught up on the show. We hope you enjoy.
That is all. One more time, please.
All right, who wants to check first?
I'm happy to do it. No, you stupid piece of R2-D2 wannabe. She unlocked the systems.
It was Halloween weekend, and in some ways, it felt like any normal weekend in the studio.
Well, there's a little more loud stuff if you could.
Yeah, for sure. Let's see. Oh, damn every single thing to hell. Kira, get me everyone. Now.
Sorry, Emma.
I think that might be the most Minkowski line that's ever been written.
But something was different.
We're recording the last episode. We're recording the series finale.
It's crazy. It's a huge episode.
It is our last recording session today as a group.
We're wrapping on the finale episode.
Hollow Wolf, Hollow Weekend. Yeah, so I really wanted a group costume to happen. And sometimes with group costumes, you have to make it happen yourself, just like with group projects. I took it upon myself to make Goddard Futuristics name tags for everybody, because we're all at one point Goddard Futuristics employees, or still, or forever, I guess. I'm not sure. I think Goddard Futuristics might be like a you go in and you never come out kind of thing. So everybody has Goddard Futuristics name tags to wear, so we can all take a picture in them.
So, proudly wearing our Goddard Futuristics badges, we all crowded into the studio. 9 of us cast members, plus writer and director Gabrielle Urbina, writer Sarah Shackett, audio engineer Jared Paul, and later on, composer Alan Rohde.
Let's get Mr. Alan Rohde sound checked.
All right.
We don't usually have everyone together, so not only was it a huge recording session, it was a Wolf 359 reunion.
The Wolf of Wolf Street!
No!
Yeah. It was also going to be a long 2 days. We were looking at a 98-page script, basically triple the length of our usual episodes. So, we got to work, and tried to save our feelings for later.
I am not quite processing yet. I think I'm a little bit in denial, but I'm really excited to be here, and I'm just going to give it my all just one last time. Oh, yeah, that's the way to do it.
Yeah, it's like, so there's the, oh my God, it's so great to be with everyone. And then there's the like,
there's no more after this one. I should not look at my phone and, like, tweet stuff, but also we want to share it.
You know, it hasn't really set in yet. I don't know if it ever will. Part of it is that, like, yeah, I'm not really thinking about it. I'm just kind of concentrating on all the stuff we have to do. It's a packed day. And also, you know, there will probably be some other bits and pieces that we'll have to record later, and I'm going to see everyone, so it's not like it's a goodbye thing, but it's certainly something.
But when we started recording, when Hira read her opening lines, things quickly got real.
So, here's a story. Once upon a time, there lived a broken little girl. She was born with clouded eyes and a weak heart, not destined to beat through an entire lifetime. But instead of being wretched or afraid, the little girl decided to be clever.
Hira out. Yeah, yeah. After how many years?
Whenever we could, between long stretches of recording, we all took some time to reflect. To reflect on our characters, our listeners, and what Wolf 359 has meant to our lives. Michaela Swee, the voice of Hira and Price, has thought about this a lot.
I aspire to Hira's morality. I think that Hira is just a very special soul who really cares genuinely about people, even though there's this kind of divide. And I think she still has this kind of deep level of feeling and empathy for people. And I think that's something that I connect with and really admire in that character. So Price was just fun because sort of the darkness and evil to her. I mean, I wouldn't consider myself a light person. I would consider myself to be, you know, to have my own complexities and darkness, but being able to kind of get in touch with some of those darker shades, I think was really cool. And it's not something I get to do in my everyday life, at least not in public.
Are you ready?
Yes, let's get started.
Phenomenal. Thank you guys.
Phenomenal.
Everyone else, we are on break until 7:15.
Yes, sir. Never felt what she could fix.
Gabrielle was really open to having us be part of the conversation of how to develop our characters.
Something I love about Gabrielle is he really solicits feedback and tries to meet you where you are.
Gabrielle wrote a really awesome backstory for her, which I loved because he like nailed aspects of my personal past that I had no idea why he would know that.
Gabrielle texts me and he's like, here's what Rachel's fans are saying. And it's so crazy. And I'm like, I have fans? That's no, I don't have fans. How insane.
We've got some of the best fans in the world. Meeting some of the people who I've interacted with on social media at DragonCon this year was a blast.
Yeah, I have Maxwell fans. I love them. I love a lot. I'm a Maxwell fan. I'm a huge fan of Alana Maxwell. I think she's awesome.
Jacoby? Dr. Alana Maxwell.
Yep, Maxwell came back in this episode for a flashback that made us all laugh and cry a little.
Oh, hi. Charmed to... I mean, pleasure. It's nice to meet you.
She can be naked in her social awkwardness, and maybe Gabrielle and Zach might not agree with this, but I feel like there's something really honest about Maxwell.
What do you do?
Oh, I do machine computational thought experiments and hyperconductive artificial nervous design.
I'm going to ask you that again, and we're going to try that one more time, okay?
Okay.
So, Alana Maxwell. What do you do?
I do cool stuff with robots. You?
I make very big things blow up. Pleasure.
I do enjoy playing Jacoby as the one who pokes fun at people and comes up with wonderful quips that I don't come up with, but the writers come up with. It's also fun to like switch modes and to go from, you know, the Jacoby that's an asshole to being, you know, serious and sentimental. So I kind of enjoy it all. I'm glad that he's a multifaceted character. It's fun and just another fun day of working in the studio and probably making too many quips that we don't have time to make and fooling around a little bit too much, which is sort of my my signature pastiche.
I'm doing these slates for my podcast. the show, Wolf 360 Space Wolves. And then Nate was like, all right, okay. So anyway, this is episode 61, section 45, take two.
But as you know, dear listeners, this episode wasn't all laughs. There were ends and beginnings. There were deaths. And there was a good amount of evil.
Ariella? Toby?
What am I doing?
You're killing.
I'm gonna die!
Oh my god!
I'm killing Kepler!
Hey, you come from the top, you best not miss.
Page 67, please.
You come from the king.
It's just the two of them, right?
Yeah, I died a lot. Like it was. So it was really a very emotional moment, but really fun. Team Evil forever. A little bit of darkness in this world. I mean, gosh, there's a lot of darkness in this world right now, but you know, in a fictive way, it's always a little bit fun and a little bit cathartic.
Well, I was really sad. But I had this really romantic notion about Kepler. Whatever it was, he had an effect on the world, which he was proud of. I definitely don't agree with all the things that he did. I think he's more ruthless as a person than I am. But but he was like, do your job. Think about the big picture. He accomplished those things. And he, you know, he drinks whiskey before he dies. Like, you can't get a death better than that. So if you're going to die all at once into space, you might as well do it drinking really expensive emergency whiskey in your jacket.
And the death scenes didn't end there.
Let's see you catch this.
harpoon? That's not how this is supposed to...
Everything works out for me.
I love how even as he's dying, his reaction is not so much pain, it's just disbelief because it didn't go according to plan. And everything goes according to plan. He always has things wired up both ways, inside and out, but not Renee Minkowski.
More than enough to kick your ass. The most fun I get to have is either when I get to be especially badass or when I get to be funny. That's my favorite part, is funny Minkowski. Because, yeah, I love her. I love her so much. But, yeah, there's not a ton of comedy in the final episode, which I feel is right.
Point the gun back at Renee, Isabel.
Shoot.
Renee.
There's just no real restraints on Cutter. As an actor, and especially as a film actor, everything is so subtle and everything's so small. And so you get trained to do that. But with Cutter, it's like, let loose, be like as theatrical as you want. And especially since it's on radio, it's just a voice. So I can be like moving and I can do big motions and it'll come across in my voice, but no one's going to see it. So that's how it's meant to be. And it's just fun.
Sooner or later, you're going to do as you're told.
I am Captain Isabel Lovelace. No matter how hard you try, you are not taking that away from me.
I don't know if she's a better person than I am, but like, she is in some ways way more admirable than I am. She's like brave and committed in a way that is hard to do every day. And like the days when I'm like, yeah, that's a good day, like those are the days when I'm like able to act with the kind of like bravery and commitment that Captain Lovelace shows, you know, whether she's committed to like ripping the arms off of people or like committed to making sure that all of her people come home okay. The days that I'm proud of myself are like her every day. And that's I do remember like getting these scripts and being like, yeah, oh, right. Yeah, that. Let's do that, you know? And that's like, that's when it's like, oh yeah, this is why I do this.
Many, many hours passed. Doug Eiffel tried to find some answers.
I know I was him, but is that still... am I still that same person?
And then, out of nowhere, we were almost done.
All right.
Oh my God, all right.
No.
And then there's one more scene. Yep. No, it'll be good. And it is, the last scene is the last scene of the episode. So that's pretty special. We wanted intentionally to do it last.
Oh, have I really done all my parts before now?
I think so, Emma.
Is that real?
It's getting real.
I think we forgot one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think or
we
300.
We've officially ended the I'm not crying, you're crying part of the evening.
I think it was supposed to be a season 5.
Yeah. You know, as we get ready for this slate, I can't help remembering the time that I made a visit to the school for Nates, where they are sadly without many slates. And I gave them a speech, and I said to them, I said in the speech, I said something that I learned at home where I grew up, which was,
stalling.
Gork Blork! And they learned a lot of things that day. And the first thing that they learned was that this is episode 61, section 45, take one. All quiet on the engineering front, Minkowski. You all right?
Yeah, just looking at the star one last time before we go. Return flight to Earth. Everybody hold on to something. Here we go.
Yay! That's it, one take, right?
You're all happy with it, with that, right?
So anyway, this is episode 61, section 45, take two. All quiet on the engineering front, Minkowski.
Hera, you ready to go home?
No. But since when has that ever stopped us before?
Return flight to Earth. Everybody hold on to something. Here we go.
Cool. Very nice, you guys. Very nice.
It is now episode 61, section 45, take 3. All quiet on the engineering front, Minkowski. You all right?
Yeah. Just looking at the star one last time before we go.
I'm good. I'm good.
First, I'm gonna take a long vacation. Somewhere warm and quiet. Where nobody has any idea who I am.
USS Urania, this is Earthspace. Copy your flight plan. Please use sublight vector 03.8 and contact again for your final approach.
Roger that.
From what I gather, spending time with the two of you was about the best damn thing Doug Eiffel ever did.
Return flight to Earth. Everybody hold on to something. Here we go.
Well, there we went.
Oh, we went.
That's it.
And then he woke up.
I did want to get everyone to sign my script.
Aww.
So will you do that?
I would be very happy to.
Oh, good.
Everybody? I'm not going to cry.
Oh, don't worry.
Good job.
You're giving
me a hug.
I'm excited for it. I hope people continue to connect with the show in the future. I'm also excited for us and me to revisit this show 5 years down the road. It'll remind me of a place in my life and a time in my life and the character and a time in the world. And I think that's going to be fun to have this forever.
It's been a huge, huge part of my life. It's sort of changed the total course of my career as an actor, as a person. Also, the first female role I've ever played where I really felt it was of great substance.
We're all kind of pursuing different paths, but I don't know. I just feel like at our core and like at our essence, there's this very common kind of bond and an appreciation for weird, love for one another, creativity, love for art and openness to that. And I think that for me has been one of the most special parts of being this project.
The pleasure of this project is being able to hang out with people you knew or people you didn't know as well as you wanted to in college, and then being able to kind of like hang out with people and see them as we're all growing up and all like becoming kind of the next iteration of who we are. And that's really cool and special, and that's been great.
It's a wild ride. It's a blast.
Thanks for joining us behind the scenes of our final episode. This behind-the-scenes feature was produced by Rebecca Seidel, featuring the voices of Zach Valenti, Emma Sherjarko, Michaela Sui, Cecilia Lynn Jacobs, Zach Labresco, Noah Mazur, Michelle Agresti, Scotty Shoemaker, Ariella Rotenberg, Gabrielle Urbina, Sarah Shackett, Alan Rohde, and Jared Paul. Music by Alan Rohde.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Ah!
Whoa! Check out this place. You'd love to retire here? What is this? Oh God, what have you done?
Ah! Spaceships.
Season 2.
Out now on podcast platforms across the galaxy.